Hey, what's up? Richie from Boston TV, BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, Twitter, Facebook, and also YouTube. Does that make that one guy in the comments happy? I hope so. That's why I say what I've been saying for 15 years. It's just easier. What's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. Do you remember when I showed you this yesterday? Because you probably do. Yeah, this is what's called CGI, or whatever they call it now. It's beyond CGI, but this is the fake landing of the NASA astronauts coming back from the space station that Elon Musk and SpaceX had to go save. So we're giving $500 billion to NASA yearly, or is it $55 billion? Whatever, it doesn't matter. Yeah, that's not a real picture, but whatever. We're giving them all that money a year. Stand by. Okay, $24 billion. $25 billion, $24 billion, $23 billion, $22 billion, $21 billion, $20 billion, and you get the message, and it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And that's awesome. So with all that money that you're giving these guys, SpaceX has to suddenly go up there and get them. And then they show us this movie. This is video game quality CGI right here. You seeing that? Looks just like a video game. Because it's not real in any way whatsoever at all. But here's the fun part about this entire thing. They got to keep your eyes on space, which is why they're showing you things like this. The mysterious deep space radio signal that's been puzzling scientists for years. The mysterious radio pulses were like anything NASA has ever seen before. And that's what it looks like. They even give you a picture to look at. Look at those strange signals going this way, that way, and all around. Well, it turns out, according to them, it was just a star going supernova, and that somehow gave out a radio signal. So the story makes no sense whatsoever at all. But here's what bums me out. These things are showing up everywhere, absolutely everywhere.
This thing has eyes all over it. And he comes and he visits me almost every night. He's quite amazing. Does a few different things, many different colors. It's really a sight.
All right, I can't hear what this guy is saying, but look at that. That is insane right there. And to me, that appears to be either Lucifer masquerading as an angel of light or one of God's angels that somebody caught on video. One of the two. But this thing goes crazy, and this is over Maryland on March 14th, apparently. This is crazy. This is crazy. How come I never catch stuff like this? And I've got cameras pointing up all the time. Insane, insane, insane. But it's going to get more insane. So watch this. That's crazy. Now, when I'm looking at that right there, it leads me to believe that this is lasers or Project Bluebeam 2.0 or something to that effect. Because this is totally crazy, and it doesn't make any sense, but it's not the only one. These keep showing up everywhere.
I don't hear anything, and something's moving in erratic ways. It's in the shape of a jelly bean, but the interior was like plasma. It was just going like this, you know.
Chris Frederick has been a teacher for over two decades, and he currently works for a metro area school district. He showed us this video from January 25th. He's in his driveway off Northwest 21st in the Gatewood district. He said it all started that night when his wife wanted to go to Brahms, so they walked out to their car. But after a few minutes, neighbors were calling each other.
He started calling neighbors, and before long, we were all standing out in the street and had our phones out.
Chris has been a drone pilot for about 10 years. He started working with them when he and his wife were realtors in Ardmore several years ago. He fired it up and attempted to fly his drone to get a better look at the object.
The sky at night, you have to have aviation lights or it's not legal.
But strange things started happening.
My controller talks to me and it said unable to take off, electromagnetic interference.
After he recalibrated a few times, he eventually got it in the air. and took these pictures of the object, which he estimates is around 1,500 feet off the ground. His drone was at about 400 feet when he took the pictures.
It concerns me that something was up there at night at that altitude that could have been a hazard.
He said his video function wouldn't work, which was odd. And there was something else. Only about 4 minutes and 18 seconds of flight time.
It had a fresh battery in it. It has a 35-minute flight life.
Now, getting a picture like that at nighttime with a drone of that caliber, that's not a high-quality drone. That's a lower-end drone. I don't know. I don't know what to make of any of this, but every time we turn around, we're hearing UFOs, UFOs, UFOs. This is something we've been talking about since forever, for absolutely ever, and it seems like that they're ramping it up again, because every time we turn around on the local news, they're talking about... No, they're not even talking about aliens. They're catching UFOs during live on television, during Skycam. They're catching them all the time. And it's getting kind of obvious that this is the agenda and they want you to believe in outer space. But there is no outer space, all right? I know a lot of people get table-pounding angry when I tell you that there is no outer space. There's other dimensions. And that's not just my opinion. Everybody that was experts on UFOs came up with the same thing. J. Allen Hynek, Jacques Vallée, these were scientists. These were the highest caliber scientists back in their day. And they were told to go and investigate UFOs. And they didn't believe in UFOs, but they were seeing these things. And both of them came to the conclusion that aliens were not from outer space. They were from other dimensions. Which should make it obvious to you why NASA gets all this money, but Elon goes to quote-unquote outer space. NASA gets all this money, and nobody talks about CERN. CERN is just cranking away, and their only mission is to literally break on through to the other side. It's all they're doing. There's dozens of movies about this now that basically show you exactly what they're doing. They can't go up. They cannot get through the firmament. They cannot get through the firmament. Okay? There is a dome over us. Seriously. And it says right in your Bible, if you're a Christian, you don't believe that, then I don't know what to tell you. Apparently, to you, God has been misinterpreted numerous times. Do you know what I'm saying? But why is it that we give all this money to NASA, and yet they don't go to outer space at all? Not even at all. They don't even pretend to do it anymore. They don't do anything. And yet CERN is just cranking right along, doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Trying to break into another dimension. And I believe they have. And I believe that's what a lot of these lights that everybody's seeing all the time are.
A new documentary says the United States has been secretly working to capture UFOs and aliens for nearly 80 years.
The American people are ready to receive the truth.
Humanity is not the only intelligence in the universe.
Humanity is not the only intelligent species.
We are absolutely not alone.
Non-human intelligence exists.
UAPs are real. They're here, and they're not human.
So this is all over the place, and now there's a movie, a documentary coming out that the government's actually promoting called Age of Disclosure, because we're at the age of disclosure now. There is nothing new under the sun. These guys are going to show us things that are going to masquerade as beings of light. There are more intelligent entities in our universe. Our universe. One word. Uni, one, verse, word. In the beginning, there was the word. Do you see what I'm saying? There were more intelligent entities here. Those are the things that built all the different things that we can't explain and we can't replicate. Things like the perfectly circular, 100% perfect circle stone spheres in Costa Rica. Or the anti-Kythera mechanism. You know what I'm saying? The original computer that they can't explain. Cleopatra's tomb, which I don't even know what that means, so whatever. Qin Shi Huang's tomb, right here. And the entire bottom of it was filled with a liquid for when these guys returned. This is insane. All this stuff is completely insane. Atlantis has never been proven. Stonehenge, we could build that if we had to. Ancient animal traps. The Nazca lines. These things, we couldn't do them then. We can't do them now. There was intelligence here prior to us. The Shroud of Turin is not an unexplained. See, I said find me unexplained archaeological finds. The Shroud of Turin is not unexplained. I didn't even know that was on this list because I don't do a script. I just plug it in and run. This right here is an actual picture of Jesus Christ's face, period. They tried to disprove it. Turns out you can't disprove it whatsoever at all. Copper scroll treasures. Well, those are things that, you know, we can't really explain. The Ark of the Covenant, that's not unexplained. That's biblical. See how they're throwing that in there? Like, science can't explain it because it's got nothing to do with black magic, which is what science is and has always been rooted in. You know what I mean? The hobbits. No, they're just differently shaped beings that were here before us. You know what I'm saying? It's just insane. Noah's Ark, an unexplained. No, it's in the Bible. And they found it. And the country of Turkey said, hey, we literally found Noah's Ark. And you'd think that'd be on the front page of the newspaper every single solitary day. But it's not, because they don't want you to know that. Big circles, that's not really that impressive. Nor is that, or Superhenge, or any of this other crap. And a jar with holes in it. We could do that. We could do that. But I guess what I'm saying is, they are getting ready to, maybe in the next 6 months or years, they got to get the world into an incredibly chaotic situation. And they're doing that with the weather. You know what I mean? But they need the world to be completely in chaos, and then they can introduce aliens that'll have all the answers as long as we all disarm and do whatever these things from another outer space tell us to do. You know what I'm saying? But for now, they're using this to destroy everything. And they're doing a bang-up job. Seriously. It is amazing how much damage you can do with the weather. If it isn't flooded, it's burning down. If it's not burning down, it's blowing away. If it's not blowing away, there's snowing or ice or mudslides. It's just insane. It's insane what they're doing with the weather. And you can watch it right now. These are all the NEXRAD and Dopplers lighting up live right now. And they're only around and near the storms, pushing it to where they want it to, pinpointing where they want it to. You mean there's no weather out here? None of the NEXRADs in this entire ginormous part of the United States? Yeah, they're not running today. Nobody needs to know the weather. It's all nonsensical. It's crazy. So you need to be ready for this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Recently, I put this video up on Jailbreak. I've started uploading videos on small things, under $20 that you can have with you at all times in case there's some sort of an emergency. You know what I'm saying? Water filtration, starting fires, self-defense, all those things. I'll be covering them on Jailbreak. You probably want to watch the video or not. Your call. But again, I told you before Trump was reelected that he was going to do a third term. And that's because he's the last president. They wrote all about it. What are the odds that 100-something years ago they wrote about a guy named Don, a guy named Barron Trump, and his friend named Elon that were going to be the last president in all their little adventures? You know what I'm saying? They always do that stuff. And like this right here. Scientists say they discovered an alien world outside our solar system. It's like something out of science fiction. Well, because so isn't NASA. So isn't going to the moon. So isn't going to the Mars. You know what I mean? The entire religion of Scientology that was literally all the top Hollywood people were involved in this massive cult that even got the IRS to back down. The guy that ran Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard, was a science fiction writer. And he wrote a literal book a day because they were only sold for like 5 cents. And this guy wanted to be rich. And he straight up said the only way to become rich is to start your own religion. And he did. But L. Ron Hubbard isn't just some average scam artist. L. Ron Hubbard, Jack Parsons, and Aleister Crowley are the guys in 1947 that did Babylon Working. Those are the guys that tore the fabric of our reality or our dimension and allowed these things in, which they suddenly called UFOs. Because you can see them flying, you know what I mean? All of this is science fiction. Everything that we're living through It's like a movie I saw 30 years ago, which was a book prior to being a movie, which means it was science fiction. This is all science fiction. The only book that you could possibly read that's real is the Holy Bible. And you need to understand it because this is literally happening. And apparently, it's going to happen in our lifetimes. Another thing that's going to happen in our lifetimes is this. Donald Trump is here to trick all his pals into literally going crypto, cryptocurrency, and they're going to destroy the dollar. They've already started. They're getting rid of coins. You know what I mean? This is no joke. This is no joke whatsoever at all. You know what I mean? And people are, you can't, gold and silver, it's in the Bible. That's terrific. That's terrific. I understand that. You're not trying to buy your way into heaven. You're going to try to endure to the end. Because everyone that takes the digital dollar, when they completely wipe your bank account out from some sort of a hacking activity or whatever else occurs, at least your money won't be gone. The money you've been saving your entire life. You turn it into gold and silver, and you actually have this stuff in your hand. You have your wealth in your hand, and you don't get completely robbed and screwed over by these people, because that's exactly what they're going to do. And if you try to take your 401k or your IRA out of the bank early, they won't let you. They will fight you tooth and nail. And by the way, see the national debt? It's still the same. Oh, look at this number down here. Look what they're doing. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Doge is doing a great job, which has now given us another thing. Now we have insurrections from the left, I guess, whatever you want to call it. And now they're going around and they're calling them domestic terrorists because these guys are blowing up and burning things all over the United States. These people with their blue hair and their genders and everything else are literally running around blowing things up with Molotov cocktails, burning things down, etc. I find that humorous, but they're using the terminology domestic terrorist. So that gives us another way to fight each other. You see how they did this? Now we've got an entire another reason to fight each other. I find this humorous because look at this. So apparently one of these brilliant people went to go burn a bunch of the Tesla chargers that you see on the side of the road, you know, to go against Doge and Elon Musk and all the travesties of the world. And he literally set himself on fire. That's phenomenal. What's better than that? What's better than that? And no arrests have been made because, you know, the guy that caught himself on fire, how could you possibly find him after he's running around throwing Molotov cocktails? But they did it once again. They found another way to use the word domestic terrorist because we don't have enough things to worry about that they've started in my lifetime with wars and rumors of wars all over the world. They got to keep us fighting each other. So now they've got people running around setting cars on fire, writing graffiti here and there, and throwing Molotov cocktails all over the place. I don't want some dude that doesn't even know if he's a male or a female or if he's binary or whatever. I don't want him running around with Molotov cocktails. And yet, that's where we are right now. So do not fall for it, okay? Because the alien card is coming. It's absolutely coming. And the last card that Wernher Braun von Hatt played was his headstone. And right on it, he left. This was a Nazi. Remember that. This was a Nazi that worked for Walt Disney World and NASA, which is one and the same. Psalms 19:1, and the Lord's handiwork on the firm. I'm saying it wrong. I've been up since 2 a.m. with a toothache, so it actually kept me from going where I was heading today. But Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Or the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Now, why would Von Braun leave that on his headstone if he was sending rockets into outer space and astronauts to the moon? Why would he leave that little breadcrumb right there on the last thing he was ever going to say to people? Because he knew. And you should know, too. But people still want to, oh, it's not really, they're going to Mars. Shut up, man. It just sounds ridiculous. At any rate, Richie from Boston. I'm tired, been up since 2, but I still wanted to make a video because things are getting wacky. I'm out.